This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Arham, inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti' Allah wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima. Alamu 'ibadallah anna ahsana al-kalam kalam Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله my dear brothers and sisters الحمد لله we thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى who placed in our hearts love and mercy for one another Allah سبحانه وتعالى commands us for that he is the one who brings the heart together when he said سبحانه وتعالى وألف بين قلوبهم and he brought their hearts together لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم. If you go to spend the treasures of the heavens and the earth to bring their hearts together, you would never be able to do that. ولكن الله ألف بينهم. It is He, سبحانه وتعالى, by His grace and His mercy, that the hearts get together. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He forbade us from harboring any rancor or hatred towards one another, to have that evil and envy, jealousy against one another, to keep our hearts clean. It's extremely, extremely important, my dear brothers and sisters, to have that purity of your heart towards your fellow brothers and sisters. Especially in times of fitan like ours, when we see what's happening today, when we see how unfortunately political differences, ideological differences, sometimes ethnical and family differences, how much damage it can really cause for the community. How much of that power that you have that you can really use for influencing khair in this dunya will wither away and disappear because unfortunately we're not united. Our hearts are not clean towards one another. We're coming towards an election right now, Jama'ah, very serious election. And now people are talking about this and now hearts unfortunately holding grudge against each other based on their political affiliations. We're talking about serious matters in our community regarding what's happening in Palestine, in Gaza, and elsewhere in the world where your brothers and sisters need your support, and we have in the hearts, unfortunately, not as pure as they should be. We get divided over some personal issues. I have an issue with this individual, or that organization, and we make a big deal out of it. And we lose with that the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised if our hearts were united. My dear brothers and sisters, this is what we call Salamatul Sadr, that you have that purity of the heart, purity of heart towards your brothers and sisters. It is extremely important because no one on the Day of Judgment will be saved unless they come, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Those who come on the Day of Judgment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure heart, with sound heart. I want to have that heart. I don't want to live my life holding grudge against anybody. I don't want to hurt myself or hurt any brother or sister in my community because of that. It's extremely important, my dear brother and sister, to do that. It is so crucial to have that sense of purity of the heart towards you one another. How is that even possible? In the hadith, hadith Amr ibn al-As, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, Anas, as a matter of fact, radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, he said, كنا جلوسا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. One day we were sitting around the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then he said to us, قال يطلع عليكم الآن من هذه الناحية رجل من أهل الجنة. Someone is going to come out from this area, he said, from here. Someone is going to come out right now. He's from the people of Jannah. قال فطلع عليه رجل من الأنصار. So an Ansari man came out. You could see that he made wudu, and he still the water dripping off of his beard. But he didn't look anyone special. Like he's not like someone that you recognize from the major name of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was just an average person. And so the people looked at him and just kind of like praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they moved on. The following day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another gathering, he says, someone going to come out from this area and this person is from the people of Jannah. And it was the same man. And now people got curious. When the third time happened, one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he says, you know what? I need to know why. Like, I need to know why this man was so special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guarantees Jannah for him. So he went to his house, And he pretended that he needs shelter to be somewhere there for a few days. And he spent 3 days and three nights with him. He said, I did not see anything unique about his ibadah. Nothing unique. He wasn't that type of person waking up every single night for tahajjud. He wasn't fasting Mondays and Thursdays. He said, the only thing I could recognize about him, that when he's at night and he sleeps and he wakes up kind of like he rolls over, he just remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes dhikr when he rolls over from one side to the other side. That's the only thing I could recognize about his night. But then at the third day, he said to him, said, listen, my dear brother. He said, I swear, look, there's nothing between my father. I have no problem. I didn't even need to be here. But I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said such and such about you, and I wanted to know why. What's so special? And I haven't seen anything unique that you do. He said, you should tell me. What exactly makes you so special? What kind of ibadah that you have that I need to convey to others that is so special about you? فَقَالَ وَاللَّهِ مَا هُوَ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتِ. He said, look, I mean, whatever you've seen from me, that's who I am. Like, it is what it is. That's who I am. I don't do anything special. فَلَمَّا وَلَّيْتْ دَعَانِي. So as I was leaving, he goes, come over here. Come over here. He says, look, I don't do anything special. However, says, when I go to sleep at night, فَإِنِّي لَا أَجِدُ فِي نَفْسِي لِأَحَدٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ غِشًّا وَلَا غِلًّا وَلَا حَسَدٍ. When I go to sleep, I make sure my heart is pure. I remove any ill feeling I have towards anybody. I don't have any jealousy. I don't have any rancor. I don't have any hatred towards any believer that you know from around me. For anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. Like, I don't really look at that stuff. فَعَبْدُ اللَّهِ he says, قَالْ هَذِهِ الَّتِي بَلَغْتْ. This is the one. He said, I swear it must be this one that brought you where you are. وَهِيَ الَّتِي لَا نُطِيقْ. And it's so hard to accomplish. My dear brothers and sisters, to have that pure heart is not easy. It is not easy, wallahi. Because when you look at this dunya, our nafs always goes down there. Our nafs will always desire what other people have in their possession. Whether it's something materialistic like a house or a car, or even, subhanAllah, the peace they have in their family life or their kids and their tarbiyah. Whatever that is, we always look at others and we kind of compare ourselves to them and we start desiring these things. It is so hard. It is so hard to keep a pure heart, ya jama'ah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the most rewarding thing you arrive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, man afdalu al-nas? Who is the best among the people? Who's the best person among the people? فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ كُلُّ مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ كُلُّ مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ صَدُوقُ الْلِسَانِ. Everyone who is مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ صَدُوقُ الْلِسَانِ, truthful with his speech. So as Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we understand what's the meaning of being truthful with his speech. But what is مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ? What does that even mean? So even the Sahaba didn't know the word itself. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ التَّقِيُّ النَّقِيُّ. The one who's righteous, the one who's so pure. الَّذِي لَا إِثْمَ فِيهِ وَلَا بَغِي, whose heart has no ill feeling, no transgression, no hasad, no hatred. وَلَا غِلْن وَلَا حَسَد. Who can live at that level of purity, ya jama'ah? It's an ongoing struggle, but it's extremely, extremely important. قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تُعْرَضُ الْأَعْمَالُ عَلَيَّ تُعْرَضُ الْأَعْمَالُ كُلَّ يَوْمَ أَثْنَيْنُ وَخَمِيسَ عَلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Every Monday and Thursday, your deeds of the week will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they'll be browsing the deeds of the people before Allah azza wa jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive everybody except for the mushrikeen, obviously. And then until they say, Ya Rabbi, these two people, they have issues between them. Like, they're not doing well with each other together. فَيَقُولُ أَنْظِرُوا هَذَيْنِ. Give them some time. Wait for them. Like, don't forgive them yet. Just wait for them until حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا, until they reconcile, which means their hearts become at ease with one another. Now, that's a very dangerous statement, Jama'ah. Of course, it's a very general statement here. But still, it's a very dangerous statement that if you know holding grudge against someone can delay acquiring that forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would put every effort, every energy that I have in order for me to get that forgiveness from Allah azza wa jal. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about the people who will be among the first group to enter Jannah. He said, قَالْ لَا اخْتِلَافَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَلَا تَبَاغُضْ. Those are the people who have no quarrel between them in the dunya. وَلَا تَبَاغُضْ, no hatred in their hearts. They did not carry any hatred in their life during the lifetime. Like their hearts were always pure. قُلُوبُهُمْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ. Their hearts are just like one, united. They all have the same concern, and that's to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it means to step on their ego. To step on their ego for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the people of Jannah, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهُمْ مِنْ غِلٍ إِخْوَانًا. And we have taken all that hatred, all that grudge from their hearts on the Day of Judgment, and they will be pleased with each other in Jannah. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we've seen that example even in one of the most, subhanAllah, difficult scenarios when it comes to family feuds. When it comes to family feuds, the story of Nabiullah Yusuf alayhi salam. Can you imagine Yusuf alayhi salam when he was young, very innocent, he had no crime other than being just handsome, being so kind, and his father just kind of like gave him extra attention. It's because of that, his siblings unfortunately envied him and they put him into the water well. They almost killed him. And that was the intention. But still after a very, very long time, we know what happened to Yusuf alayhi salam. When he had the power, not just the power of Jama'ah, he had the ultimate power in that moment to finish them, to torture them, to do whatever he would do with them. When he had that power, what was his choice? What was his choice? To forgive them. قَالَ تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. It's okay. No harm today. May Allah forgive you. And when he spoke to them about what happened, he blamed who? مِنْ بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. It's because of what the shaitan did to us. He didn't say because of what you did to me. Well, that would be a fair statement. A truthful statement. But he chose to say because of what the shaitan did to us. That's what the shaitan did between you and I. Can you imagine what a pure heart he had, alayhi salatu wasalam, in a moment like this? The power of a pure heart to overlook and forgive when you have all now the resources to cause them so much damage and so much harm, but you chose to forgive. Now that's truly a pure heart. Who can get to that level of forgiveness, my dear brothers and sisters? You see, Rasulullah gave us all these instructions. قَالَ لَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا. Don't envy one another. Don't hate one another. وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا. Don't cause damage into the relationship. Don't cut sever these relationships. قَالَ وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. And be brothers for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Be among yourself like brothers and sisters for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the believer, he says, قَالَ فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And those who forgive and reconcile, the reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want the reward from the people for your kindness, they will always disappoint you. You will never feel comfortable dealing with anybody then. But because I expect my reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that put me at ease. Because I know, I'm not being kind to people because of who they are. It's because of who I am. Not because they deserve that kindness. It's because I deserve to be kind. Because I want to be kind, because I want the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged us. He said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبِّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. You are not a true believer until you love for your brothers and sisters what you love for yourself. If you love good for yourself, wish them good as well too. And if you hate bad to happen to you, you should hate that same thing for them. Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even to the extent that you're not even allowed to have a bad assumption about other people. To that level, you hear a rumor, you hear somebody saying something, or someone tells you a story or an event, and you start now assuming the worst of your brothers and sisters. Whether they're local to you or somewhere else, what happens in the world, even to our brothers and sisters in Gaza, never ever do that to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. Avoid those bad assumptions. إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. Because a lot of it would be considered sinful. There is so much in our deen to promote khayr for us, to avoid that. Lastly, the Prophet ﷺ says in this hadith, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّا. That no one practice forgiveness, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate them in honor and dignity. When you forgive, now that's an elevation of your status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah does that for you, you will see how much your status will improve among the people in the dunya. Keep your heart pure, my dear brothers and sisters. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسان المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم ما بعد, our ulama reminding us saying that سلامة الصدر, the purity of the heart, is one of your religious instruction that is related or considered into the heart. So that ibadah is in the heart, which means, which most of us unfortunately, we focus more on our wudu, our salah, our tahajjud, our fasting, our qiyam, but little that you will find people to sit down and just silently working on their heart to remove all grudges, purify it, take off, you know, all the jealousy that they have, the attachment to the dunya, the fear of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to sit down there and work on this. How many of us would do that? Brothers and sisters, if you would like to reach that level of purity of the heart, you're going to have to start working on it. You start have working on it, which means you're going to need to spend some time, just like you come to sit down here for 30 minutes to pray Salat al-Jumu'ah, I need to dedicate 30 minutes of my day and my night, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, as much time as you can, just to sit down and reflect and purify this heart. This is how it works. Our ulama said that that's why you cannot attend this bisiyami wal qiyam. You can't get this through siyam and through your qiyam. You have to do it through contemplation and sitting there intentionally. You purify your heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify your heart, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima alamtana, innaka anta al-alimul hakeem. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakki anta khayru man zakkaha. أنت وليها مولاها عباد الله إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان الدين وأقم الصلاة